this morning, which we will be revising today, is of 31st December 2012. 31st December 2012, 8 years ago, Baba spoke this subject for me. Baba says, today, Bab Dada, today, Bab Dada is seeing his jewels of contentment everywhere. Today, Bab Dada is seeing his jewels of contentment everywhere. The light of each one. Baba is looking at the light of each one. The light of each one is sparkling very well. The light of each one is sparkling very well because the power of contentment is most elevated. Where there is contentment, there other powers do come. So other powers also come to where there is contentment. Where there is contentment, Samasya. where there is contentment, there it easily transforms any type of circumstance. Where there is contentment, no other power is lacking. The power of contentment easily finishes any type of problem. Where there's contentment, no other power is lacking. The power of contentment The power of contentment easily transforms any type of atmosphere or situation. The power of contentment easily transforms any type of atmosphere or situation. Contentment Contentment transforms any type of upheaval of Maya and matter. Contentment transforms any type of upheaval of Maya and matter. So each one should check the self. So each one should check the self to see Each one should check the self to see, have I become a jewel of contentment? Have I become a jewel of contentment? Each one should check the self and see. Am I able to transform the atmosphere by changing the situation of any human soul? Am I able to transform the atmosphere by changing the situation of any human soul? Today, especially today, Bab Dada is very pleased to see the souls who are his jewels of contentment. Especially today, Bab Dada is very pleased to see the souls who are his jewels of contentment. Bab Dada saw that the power of contentment transforms the atmosphere in service and among companions. Bab Dada saw that the power of contentment transforms the atmosphere in service and among companions. So, do you experience yourselves to be such jewels of contentment? Those who believe that they have the power of contentment and also experience success by using it at the right time, those who believe that they have the power of contentment and also experience success by using it at the right time, they raise their hands. So raise your hands if you think that you have the power of contentment and you also experience success by using it at the right time. So many raise their hands. Baba says, "Acha, okay." Raise your hand high. So they are raising their hand high. You raise your hands very well. seeing everyone's hands, Bap Dada is pleased. Seeing everyone's hands, Bap Dada is pleased. However, check. So Bap Dada wants us to check. What does he say? However, when there is an upheaval among companions, so check whether this power, Baba is referring to power of contentment, so check whether this power brings about transformation at that time. So, however, when there is an upheaval among companions, check whether this power brings about transformation at that time. First of all, see whether the result of this, is the result of this successful in making your own places powerful? Bap Dada saw that even now in many places there is a need to make them free from obstacles with the power of tolerance. according to the need of the time. It is necessary for each place to be free from obstacles. According to the need of the time, it is necessary for every place to be free from obstacles. Bab Dada gave a task to each place, that is every center and zone. That every center and zone should give that every center and zone should give the report. Yes. Of being free from obstacles. Do you remember? Do you? So according to that, and according to the need of the time, it is necessary for every place to be free from obstacles. Whether it is a service center or your household, each place should be free from obstacles and filled with the power of contentment. You are seeing the speed of time, aren't you? You are seeing the speed of time. Aren't you? So, Bab Dada noticed Bab Dada noticed that there is a need to pay attention to the power of contentment, whether it is for the self or for the gathering. Bhavdada saw that there is still need to pay attention to the power of contentment. Father Brahma tours around everywhere. Father Brahma tours around everywhere. Do you know what is the easiest way to become complete? Do you know what is the easiest way to become complete? It is to follow the Father. The easiest way to become complete is to just follow the Father. From the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. Father Brahma from the beginning to the end, Father Brahma from the beginning to the end, Father Brahma gained victory over every situation with the power of contentment. From the beginning to the end, Father Brahma gained victory over every situation with the power of contentment. So today, Bab Dada is giving a special signal. To everyone. Today Bab Dada is giving a special signal to everyone that each one should become a jewel of contentment, that each one should become a jewel of contentment. And use this power of contentment in every task. The new year is now coming. So we all know today is the last day of 2020. So this was in 2012. Baba said that time, but it is so valid even now. The new year is now coming, and so each one of you has to check the power of contentment in this way. So Baba is teaching us the method of how to check whether I have the power of contentment or not. So each one of you has to check the power of contentment in this way. Am I content with myself? Am I content with my content? Are my companions content? Am I content with myself? Are my companions content in the way that Bap Dada wants? Are my companions content in the way that Bap Dada wants? Were the problems finished with contentment? Were the problems finished with contentment? Why is Baba saying all this? Because day by day, because day by day, discontentment. Because day by day, discontentment is going to increase in the world. Day by day, discontentment is going to increase in the world. Therefore, for that, look at the self. Look at the self. Did I remain a jewel of contentment throughout the day? Did I remain a jewel of contentment throughout the day? The easy method for this is to follow Brahma Father. The easy method for this is to follow Father Brahma. Because, so Baba is emphasizing on discontentment, because discontentment in the world is definitely going to increase. Discontentment is definitely going to increase in the world. So, Bab Dada, Bab Dada has made a plan to give all the children a blessing for the new year, especially at Amrit Vela. Bab Dada has made a plan to give all the children a blessing for the new year, especially at Amrit Vela. So, Bab Dada has made a plan to give all the children a blessing for the new year, especially at Amrit Vela. Everyone is asking, what is going to happen in the new year? What is going to happen in the new year? Everyone is asking. So those So those who have determination, those who have determination, those who have determination will receive special help from Bap Dada in their efforts. Those who have determination will receive special help from Bap Dada in their efforts. So everything will become easy with this New Year gift. So everything will become easy with this New Year gift. So, do you like this blessing of Amrit Vela? Do you like this blessing of Amrit Vela? Do you like it? You do it, but you will specially attain cooperation, love, and power from Bap Dada. So you do remember Bap Dada Dam Baba Dam Ritvela, but you will specially attain cooperation, love, and power from Bap Dada. Is that all right? Is it okay? Because Bap Dada has seen that everyone has very deep love. You have very good love for having to do something. So you do wish to do something this year, but now what you have to do, but now, specially, this year, but this year, specially use the power of contentment. Use the power of contentment for the circumstances that come in between. So any situations come, any problems come, any obstacles come, use the power of contentment in all those circumstances that come in between. So power of contentment is the need now. Check this and you will automatically continue to move forward. Check this and you will automatically continue to move forward if you have the power of contentment. Okay. You all have come from everywhere. You have all come from everywhere. everyone continues to remember Madhuban with a lot of love. Everyone continues to remember Madhuban with a lot of love. So what will you become? Now what will you become? Jewels of contentment. This year you couldn't come to Madhuban, but now Baba says, be jewels of contentment. Do you like it? To become jewels of contentment, if you like becoming a jewel of contentment, wave your hand. Yes. So if everyone remains content, what will there be everywhere? So if everyone remains content, then what will be there everywhere? The songs of wah wah will be played. The songs of wah wah will be played if everyone is content everywhere. Wah wah, great, great. So, who are all of you? Who are you? All of you are jewels of contentment. Are you jewels of contentment? Or you are only a little bit of contentment? Oh, well, you should say, we don't become contented. Who else would? We are jewels of contentment. Baba wants us to have that intoxication. If Baba Dada would go on a tour, if Baba Dada would go on a tour, what would he see? Everywhere, this is what Baba Dada should see, everywhere. The lights of the jewels of contentment. Are sparkling. So what should Baba Dada see everywhere? The lights of the jewels of contentment are sparkling everywhere. This is what Baba Dada should see. Because it doesn't take Baba Dada long to tour around. It doesn't take Baba Dada for touring around. So this year, Baba Dada So this year Baba Dada will see the result of how much the lights of the jewels of contentment are sparkling everywhere. This year, so actually this Murli is so appropriate now. It's the right Murli for 2021. This year Baba specially wants to see the result of your becoming problem proof. and an embodiment of solutions. This year, Baba especially wants to see the result of your becoming problem-proof and an embodiment of solutions. The majority of all the children everywhere, have reached Madhuban with their minds. Bap Dada is saying how all the children everywhere have reached Madhuban with their minds, with so much love. All of you sitting here have reached here physically. And Bap Dada is giving. Bap Dada is giving special love and remembrance. Bap Dada is giving all the children everywhere the special blessing of the power of contentment. May you remain content, may you make others content, and spread the vibrations of contentment into the world with the power of contentment. So Bap Dada is giving all the children everywhere the special blessing of the power of contentment. May you remain content, may you make others content, and spread the vibrations of contentment into the world with the power of contentment. Acha, are all of you happy? Contented? Then raise both your hands, and they all raise their hands. Daddy Janaki saying, clap, and they all clap. Bab Dada is also pleased to see the children in Madhuban. Bab Dada is also pleased to see the children in Madhuban now. They're all from Delhi. Delhi and Agra zone. They are here. If anything happens, if any small or big problem arises, just come to Madhuban through your mind. If anything happens, if any small or big problem arises, just come to Madhuban through your mind, not your body, because body will be there at your place, but with your mind you can come to Madhuban if any problem arises. Bab Dada will fill the minds of the children with extra nourishment of happiness. Bab Dada will fill the minds of the children with extra nourishment of happiness. It is good. To come to Madhuban means, to take a step forward in your efforts. To come to Madhuban means to take a step forward in your efforts. Even now, check. Even now, check. Even now, check. How much help you have taken in moving forward now that you have come to Madhuban. Check how much help you have taken in moving forward now that you have come to Madhuban. What do you specially remember throughout the day in Madhuban? It's easy, is it not, to say ba 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 ba. Every time, it's so easy to say this in Madhuban. Whatever you listen to, it is things of Baba. When you are walking, it is on the pure land of Madhuban. You are eating Brahma Bhojan. You are eating Brahma Bhojan and it is powerful because you are eating Brahma Bhojan and it is powerful because those who have the special duty of cooking are reminded of it that you have to cook in Baba's remembrance. Therefore, to come to Madhuban means to take a step forward in the self, in knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. Therefore, to come to Madhuban means to take a step forward in the self, in knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. Thank you. So, did all of you take all these benefits of Madhuban? Did you? You have taken benefit, have you? Did you take benefit? Yes. Because here you didn't have any responsibilities. You didn't have any responsibilities here. You simply have the responsibility of making yourself move forward. You simply have the responsibility of making yourself move forward. Okay, now say what is to be done next. And Muni then said, it is the turn of Delhi and Agra to serve. Okay, all from Delhi, stand up. All are from Delhi here now. Those from Delhi, stand up. You know, at that time, all those from Delhi had a candle in their hand, because it was 31st of December. They had a candle in their hand, and Baba was watching how, so battery operated candle was in each one's hand, and they were using that candle, battery operated candle. So Baba was saying, those from Delhi have come as the form of light and might. It has created a beautiful splendor in the hall. So they have a battery operated candle in their hand. So it has created a beautiful splendor in the hall. Okay, sit down. Those from Delhi have to prepare the kingdom. So those from Delhi have to prepare the kingdom. Now Baba is reminding us of Golden Age. Those from Delhi have to prepare the kingdom, because all of you are going to rule, are you not? You may not sit on the throne, but all will have a right to the kingdom, is it not? It is good. Those from Delhi have very good enthusiasm for service. Now, number one, Delhi has to give the result of being the number one zone, of being free from obstacles. Now Delhi has to give the result of being the number one zone that is free from obstacles. You have good enthusiasm, but now you have to give the proof. Those of you from Delhi will do this, will you not? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Because as yet, Bap Dada has not received this result from any zone. That they will be free from obstacles. That they are free from obstacles. So Delhi will claim number one in this, will you not? Yes, teachers, raise your hand. Will you claim it? Number one in being free from all obstacles. You raise your hand with little slackness. Did the brothers raise their hands? Are many brothers of Delhi sitting here? And they are sitting in different places. It is good. Bap Dada has seen that all the zones have very good enthusiasm for service. And that everyone had very good programs everywhere this year. So maybe in 2012 there were many, many programs. So I was praising on the programs they did. That everyone has had very good programs everywhere this year according to their capacity. There is zeal and enthusiasm for service everywhere. There is zeal and enthusiasm for service everywhere. Therefore, what will happen when you continue to increase the enthusiasm for service? What will happen? Bharat will become great when you continue to increase the enthusiasm for service. Bharat will become great. Okay. Congratulations to those from Delhi. Now, double foreigners. Well, you know, little children, in December usually we have children's retreat, parents retreat, youth retreat, so all were sitting there. So Baba saying, all double foreigners, stand up. So you all sitting in your places, you can all stand up to wave to Baba. Raise your hands, wave to Baba. See, they're all waving to Baba. I think you just see where you are. Hope you are in Madhuban. Baba is looking at you. Very good. Bap Dada has seen that Bap Dada has seen that those from abroad have taken very good benefit from Madhuban. Whether you had retreats or you had any other programs, the result of the cooperation and courage that you all received from one another, the result of the cooperation and courage that you all receive from one another is good. And this is why Baba Dada is congratulating the double foreigners 100 times for taking benefit. 100 times Baba is congratulating the double foreigners for taking benefit. What title has Baba Dada given the double foreigners? Not double foreigners, but double effort makers. Not double foreigners, but double effort makers. Whenever anyone says double, say that. Whenever anyone says double foreigners, I say that. Say that you are not just double foreigners, but you are double effort makers also. So check yourselves too. Baba Dada knows that you do pay attention and that your attention is also specially drawn. And this is why Baba Dada likes to see that though you have come late, but you are not behind in your efforts. You have come late, but you are not behind in your efforts. You are moving forward and will continue to move forward. Baba has blessed the double foreigners. This is what Baba Dada is saying. Baba Dada is pleased, and so you may applaud. So everyone is applauding for double foreigners. Told to sit down. Now Baba Dada wishes Baba Dada wishes this progress, that everywhere each one should be number one in his efforts. This is what Baba Dada wishes. That each one should be number one in his efforts and continue to progress. Now be cooperative with one another in this way and bring about this result. Whichever zone you see, it should be free from obstacles. Is this possible? Is it possible, Dadis? Speak. Is it possible? Yes, speak. Is it possible for everyone to be free from obstacles? And someone says, if we don't do it, who will? We are the ones who will do it. Dadi Janki is saying, if we don't do it, who else will do it? We are the ones who will do it. We are the ones who will do it. Okay, all of you raise your hand. Yeah, we are the ones who will do it. We all will do it. Double effort makers. Wherever you are, and whoever is listening and seeing, all of you, wherever you are and whoever is listening, all of you should have the thought that you definitely do have to do this. Those who are brave and courageous will say, Baba, it's not a big deal. It's already accomplished. Baba, it is not a big deal. It is already accomplished because your vibrations have to reach the world. The vibrations have to reach the world. If you people go ahead in effort, then the vibrations of your efforts will reach the sorrowful people of the world. Nowadays, sorrow is increasing so much. The reasons become such that sorrow and only sorrow spreads everywhere. Okay. So, do all of you remember what you have to do next year? Baba said, be jewels of contentment. So make such efforts and move forward and enable others to move forward. Make such effort and move forward and enable others to move forward. Acha, well, after that, Bab Dada, you know, the Baba continued speaking up to midnight. Maybe, I'm not sure if it was at that time up to midnight. But then Baba gave New Year greetings too and everything. But we finished the murli here. Yeah, so Baba's here. And Baba has got up to light candles. So Baba saying, may you be ever happy and may you be ever free from obstacles, and also make help others in becoming obstacle free too. Let your light be sparkling. Let your jewels of contentment light keep on sparkling, and so to all the children everywhere, lots and lots of love and remembrance and congratulations for your transformation. Thank you.
with that, we have to become free from obstacles, and we will all make this happen. And especially the eternal truth, God. A new documentary film is being made, and this film is available on YouTube. In this film, the form and the relation of the Father, the qualities of the Father in the scientific way is proved through this film. So Nirbhay Bhaiji and Mrityunjan Bhaiji will inaugurate this. You all have heard Bhavdada's elevated version, and for New Year we have all accepted Bhavdada's greetings for New Year, and we have all become the embodiment of, we'll all become the embodiment of Bhavdada's wish. Based on Brahma Baba's life story, a new cassette has been made. So this cassette is also released now. For all the souls of the world. So, greetings of such embodiment of prosperity. So the song will be based on that. So we all should be content, and we all should make others content too. Now Madhurvani crew will sing a song based on this. Om Shanti. You all will remain seated, and you all will receive doli as well as cake, and candle lighting will happen in a new way, and cake cutting will happen only with those seated on the dais. And we all will invoke Bhavdada and cut the cake. You all know that according to today's situation, we cannot invite many people on the stage. So we have organized the program in such a way. First there will be candlelight, and then later there will be cake cutting. The one who is going to distribute doli can distribute now.
Thank you. बहुत सुंदर अभी सबके सन्मुख मोमबत्तियां रखी हुई हैं.
Candles are placed in front of everyone. Now we light the candle. And we'll send the message of happiness and peace to all the souls of the world. And we wish everyone a very healthy and prosperous new year. And this year, may this year bring so much happiness in everyone's life. Now we all will light the candle together. We all will remain seated in our own place, and with our good wishes, we'll express our emotions like this. Now, there's the cake cutting ceremony that's happening on stage.
Director Hemant Acharya. और गीतकार सतीश भाई हैं, एक सुंदर नई सीढ़ी कला संस्कृति विभाग की ओर से तैयार की गई है। आप सभी भाई बहनों से अनुरोध है, कृपया अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहें। हमारे आदरणीय वरिष्ठ भ्राता निर्वैर भाई और ब्रिजमोहन भाई की शुभकामनाएं आप सभी सुनेंगे।
Shanti, now I request respected Nirvair Bhai
ji.
The new year is coming, so we request Nirvair Bhai ji to share your inspirations with us. Over to respected Nirvair Bhai ji. Om Shanti. To all brothers and sisters, I make a little bit change to all sisters and brothers on this eve. in this New Year Eve, we are all inviting a new year. And at the same time bidding adieu to 2020. This new year will bring a lot of enthusiasm in our life. 2021. For 21 births, we are all taking inheriting for 21 births to become double crowned. We have heard from Bhaktada that we should not celebrate just for 1 year, but 2021 means for 21 births continuously, our mind should be full of intoxication and should be enthusiastic constantly, and at the same time we should invoke our divine qualities inside us. Because for 21 births we are going to transform ourselves from the angelic stage to devi stage. Now we need not wait for much longer time for this. It's almost 85 years now. Only 14, 15 years are left. So within 14 years, drastic change is going to happen. And in this we'll all receive our elevated status. And we all will become double crowned. And we dance with Sri Krishna and Sri Radha. Or we'll be the empress with Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. So to all brothers and sisters, I congratulate and wish everyone a happy new year. To all those who are listening and seeing this program, watching this program, I wish every single one of you a very, very, very happy new year. Let you be happy, healthy, and always remain in a flying state. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Now, along with this, I request respected Brij Mohan Bhaiji to share his inspirations for New Year. Respected Brij Mohan Bhaiji. Om Shanti. This time is the turn of Delhi and Agra. Baba has said about Delhi that you have to make Delhi the capital of the new world. And everyone has this enthusiasm that we have to fulfill this task. In today's Murli, our dear Baba has shown us the importance of contentment. In contentment, everything is included. Dear Baba said, Brahma Baba too had used contentment in his life, so, and we also will have to follow Brahma Baba. Baba has mentioned different benefits of being content. This will make us free from obstacles. will solve all the problems. So you will wonder what is there in contentment. So you will understand this contentment is just one term. But to remain contented and to make others contented, there's lot of things behind this word. Behind contentment, there is the power of gathering, there's power of cooperation. In order to remain contented, if you remain contented, you need not have to tolerate things. For those who are contented, they need not use any other power. So we have seen this in our dear Brahma Baba, and we are all experiencing this, the secret behind this contentment, that Baba had complete faith in Dharma, complete faith in the self, complete faith in the family, and faith in just one. Which Baba said that you should not have any desire for anything, then you will be able to remain contented. So Baba said, one who is not contented is also a beggar, even though he is an emperor in just name. In this time Baba said, you will have to check whether you are contented or not, or whether you are contented completely or not. When you imbibe this power, all the other powers will come automatically. Baba said for New Year that you have to bring some newness in your life. Everyone say that this is the consonance between the old and the new, and you are bidding adieu to the old. This will come only after 5,000 years. Some children, what they do is after New Year, they bring the old inside them. Baba said to share the gift also. If you keep contentment as your gift, other people also will be able to become contented. You have seen when Baba comes in the chariot of Gosadadi, the whole gathering will change, because Baba wants to make everyone perfect. If you make contentment part of your life, you will remain happy and also will be able to make others happy. So I'm wishing everyone and wishing farewell for this old year and inviting new year. Om Shanti. Now we got the phone call from Neelu Bhanji from Gandhivi Center, and Daddy Gupta is watching this program. So Daddy asked who is saying this. So Neelu Ben said that this is our elder brother who is saying this. So Neelu Didi said that give message to everyone in this new year, remain happy and share happiness to everyone. And Neelu Didi also said to give loving remembrance on behalf of Neelu Didi, Neha Didi and also Gulja Dadi. Gulja Dadi is now listening to the program and also watching us and listening to us. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Happy New Year to everyone. Devi said to remain happy and to share happiness to others. Be content and also share contentment to others. Be healthy and also remain free from obstacles. So this new year, let this new year be full of happiness and free from obstacles. And your progress in your life, in your service, and also in your effort. And also help others to move forward. Om Shanti. Lila Ben also called us and said that Ratanmoni Dadiji, to all brothers and sisters everywhere, Ratanmoni Dadi is also giving greetings for New Year. At last, now we'll sit in Baba's remembrance for 3 minutes. Om Shanti.